There are times when trailering a horse is a necessity, such as getting it to a veterinary hospital, and there are many times when trailering a horse to a show or new trail adds to the pleasure of owning a horse. Hang on, and we will tell you how to arrive in top condition. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses and the equine industry. Whether you are shipping your horse in a stock trailer, gooseneck, or a box stall in an 18-wheeler, transporting is stressful to the horse. There is the unnatural sense of confinement, the noise and vibration of a moving vehicle, the poor ventilation, higher temperature and humidity in the trailer, and the animal's constant balancing and bouncing throughout the ride. Horses also have psychological stress from leaving their own herd and being exposed to unfamiliar animals and environments. There are a number of things that can be done to help reduce this stress and prepare a horse for travel. Most studies have shown that levels of the stress hormone cortisol increase during transportation, along with greater fluctuations in heart rate. There may also be as much as a 6% weight loss and some leakage of muscle enzymes into the bloodstream during a 24-hour hauling period. To decrease transportation stress, it is recommended to keep the total travel time under 12 hours. If this is not possible, plan overnight stops where you can unload your horse and allow it to rest. It is also recommended to stop every 3 to 4 hours to give the horse's legs a break from the trailer vibration and to provide water every 6 to 8 hours throughout the trip. On long hauls, it is helpful to provide things that are comfortable to the horse, such as the usual hay, water, grain, or bedding. Always leave a trailer window or vent open to allow for better ventilation. Before long hauls, especially during competition, it is helpful to put your horse on a vitamin E supplement of 1,000 to 2,500 international units a day to help it cope with the stress of the trip. Also giving them 7 to 10 grams of vitamin C the day of transport and 2 to 3 days after arriving can help reduce the risk of shipping fever. If you are going to vaccinate your horses against respiratory disease, it should be done at least 2 weeks before traveling. Remember to never ship a sick horse long distance. Teaching the horse to load and unload can decrease the stress response to trailering and keep everyone's tempers cool. Start well in advance of any scheduled events. Whenever loading a horse in a trailer, even just for training, be sure the trailer is securely and properly hitched to the tow vehicle. Before walking a horse into a trailer, check that any chest bars and escape doors are open for the handler to exit safely. Never leave yourself in the position of being trapped in the trailer with the horse between you and the exit. If the trailer is equipped with a butt bar or chain, always fasten it first before securing the horse's head. Do not stand directly behind the horse when attaching the butt bar, just in case the horse decides to run backward. When you do tie a horse's head, use a safety quick release knot or panic snap. The horse should have enough rope length to permit head movement for balance, but not enough rope length to get its head down or over to the horse traveling alongside of it. To unload the horse, its head should be untied first, and then lower the butt bar. Once again, take care not to stand directly behind the horse when doing this. Teaching the horse to walk off calmly and straight will avoid injuries in dangerous situations. After unloading, walk the horse around to restore circulation and ease stiff muscles. Equipment used for trailering should include a leather or nylon halter with a breakaway piece and a cotton or leather lead shank. The handler should wear a pair of gloves to avoid burns or cuts if the horse panics and pulls the lead out of the handler's grasp. There are many options for leg protection of the horse during travel. If leg wraps are worn, it is important that the wraps are applied properly for the style and type of wrap. They should cover the area from just below the knee or hock, down past the coronary band and heel bulbs. All tack, including saddles, bridles, and harnesses, should be removed from the horse when trailering. Wet or clipped horses should be blanketed for travel if the trailer has open vents. There are some considerations to be made even before the trip begins. In New Jersey, all horses must travel with a proof of a negative Coggins test within the past 12 months. Horses traveling across state lines may require a recent health certificate and proof of certain vaccinations, depending on the destination. Check with your veterinarian for more information on the exact health requirements for traveling with your horse. Trailering your horse should be an uneventful experience. As long as common sense is used and steps taken to reduce the animal's stress, a happy, healthy horse should walk off the trailer. The information in this podcast was derived from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheets number 607 and 656, which are posted on the Equine Science Center website. They can be downloaded at www.esc.rutgers.edu.